Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Red Room. I am your hostess, Miss Behaven. How's everyone doing out there tonight? I hope you're doing all right. I'm enjoying this summer heat, this July weather. I love it. I love it. I love to sweat. So I'm loving all of this heat and warmth and sweatiness and all that good stuff, right? So thank you. Thank you for checking in, you guys, and thank you for getting into some grown folks conversation. Tonight's topic is so juicy. So tonight's topic, why do women fake orgasms? And I am inviting you, my guest, to chime in on this because I want to know your feedback. I want to know what you think about it. Why do you think women fake orgasms? Well, women, ladies, why do you fake orgasms? If you do, If you do. So I know there are so many reasons why that, you know, speculations of why a woman would. There are women who have never had to fake it. You know, they've always been straight when it comes to being satisfied. And that's bravo to you. Bravo to you. But there are some circumstances where a lady has said that, you know, well, I had to fake it to make it. And we need to get into that. And we're going to ask some questions. Why? Why? Because I need to know. So I hope you have your wine or whatever libation you are indulging in, and get into it. For those of you who would like to call in and talk about it, please do. The number is area code 657-383-0398. And for those of you who are on Facebook, I am on Unleash Your Inhibitions Facebook page, and you can put your comments in there in the event page or on all my comments. I am checking all social media outlets as we speak. And if you're texting, do so. I know some of you are like on the move doing your thing, so you can call in and share your insight on this hot topic. So I am taking callers. Like, I'm taking callers early because there are so many people who have some thoughts on this. So I'm not going to hold you back now. I'm not going to hold you back. But I am going to say this. I've gotten inspired. I've been reading a lot of erotic poetry throughout the week. And I thought, you know, we're always talking about unleashing, and we are such an intelligent group of people who love sex and everything in between when it comes to sexual pleasures and eroticism and erotica. You know, so I wanted to read a poem. And it's short. It's not like one of those like 12-page situations. It's not that. But I wanted to share this with you because I read it earlier in the week, and I wanted to save it for you. I wanted to share it with you, okay? So I hope you don't mind. Some of you who are into erotic poetry, you may appreciate this. This poem is entitled Dessert, and the author is Estelle Farley. So here it goes. Sweet thing, eat me for dessert. Lay me on your tray. Chocolate thighs covering a cherry. So sweet and juicy. You said so time and time again. Lick my Hershey mound until the peaks covered by whipped cream. Melt down into a river of their making. In turn, I will devour you as I did chocolate bananas at the carnival, and round Godiva truffles bought to celebrate my birthday. I want to watch you rise, as they say a souffle must. I wonder, are they as creamy and light as you? The sweat between us will bind like icing between layers of cake. Taste me like a finger dipped in pudding, licking the bowl clean. I'm hungry. Let's skip dinner and go straight to dessert. So that's it. That's that piece. So again, author is Estelle Farley. The title is Dessert. How do you like that? You like that piece? I like it. I was inspired, and I was like, oh, I love this poem. I love all things sweet too. So I had to share that with you. So I'm always open to erotic poetry. And if you have some pieces out there that you would like to share with me, please do. You know, send it to me, or just send me the name of the title and the author, and I can look it up and read it to you, okay? And share it with the rest of the listening audience out there. I love it. I see some of you are already checking in. I will get to I will get to the phone lines shortly. Hello there. And people are texting in. So thank you. Thank you for checking in, you guys. You are awesome. You are awesome. So, yeah, we're talking about why do women fake orgasms. And I have so many questions I want to ask different women, like, why did you fake orgasms? If they do. And for those who are against it, what do you have to say to those who are doing it? This is not one of those shame games. This is more so just open discussion and just having just a dialogue and understanding from different views and why and what can we do to enhance our sexual experiences. So it's not a matter of judgment. It's really just a matter of just sharing information and sharing experiences and getting some things done. You know, we've always had in the back of our minds certain myths, right? Certain myths about orgasms, and whether you've heard it from friends or in school or, you know, just on television or whatever, a movie, there are all these different types of myths. There's some common myths out there, and I want to explore that with you real quick. So, you know, they say, do you believe this? Do you believe it? That only real route to obtaining an orgasm is through vaginal intercourse or penetration. Do you agree with that? That's the only way a person can have an orgasm. There has been people who say, well, that's the only way. That's the only way I can do it. That's the end all be all. And, you know, I've heard listeners who said, I thought that vaginal penetration was like the ticket to achieving the big O. That was it. This is it. That's all. There's no other way. What do you think about that? Do you think that that's the only way that a woman can achieve orgasm is only through vaginal penetration? Here's another myth. Orgasms can only last a few seconds. Do you still believe that? Do you believe that orgasms only last a few seconds? I mean, there are many different kinds of orgasms, and people have different experiences when it comes to having an orgasm. So they vary in the duration. They also vary in the intensity too. So some orgasmic experiences can last much longer than a few seconds. They may last a couple of minutes, several minutes. It can happen, you know, concurrently. It can just go on and on and on. Having multiples, yes. So, no. Myths, that is a myth. An orgasm only can last a few seconds. No, they can last a little bit longer, darling. Yes. All orgasms should be groundbreaking, earth-shaking. The stars and moons collide. Oh, my goodness, everything just shut down or whatever, power outage. That's what all orgasms should be. That's a myth, sadly, unfortunately. Not every orgasm can be that damn powerful. But wouldn't it be wonderful? Damn. I mean, but that would just exhaust me just even thinking about that. But every orgasm has a potential to be that powerful, right? The intensity can be just so amazing. But there are some experiences where it's just really low-key, you know, kind of quiet. Some could be short. Some can be just a boom, and then that's it. Some can last pretty long. But, you know, great or small, whatever the case may be, having an orgasm should just be what it is. It's an experience, and it's a damn gift. Whether, you know, you're receiving the orgasm, that's a gift to you, or maybe a gift to the lover who has actually pleased you to reach you that point. So there you go. here's another myth. Women can't orgasm as much as men. So what do you think about that? What do you think? I would love to hear your comments on that. Do you think that's true? Another one. What's another? Orgasms are the goal of sex. What do you think about that? Do you think that that is the end game? As amazing as orgasms are, and we all know that they are the bomb, we love it, we want to achieve it every time, there's no reason why sex has to include orgasmic release, though. Sex can be just as pleasurable, just as loving, just as ecstatic, just as meaningful without orgasms. So, and I had to learn that. I had to learn that too in my younger years, my dear, that having an orgasm was not always the end game. Just it really is about just being in that moment and being in the experience. Sometimes just having just that love making experience without an orgasm can be just as memorable and just as beautiful. So that's the whole romantic side of me. But if you're one of those like, every time that something is being poked, penetrated, lit, sucked, there's something has to happen at the end of that. And it better be an exclamation mark, not a comma, not a not a question mark. It has to be, bam, the big O. I get it, and I can respect that. But there are some of us who just believe that it does not always have to be that. It does not always, having an orgasm, having a release is not always the end game when you're having sex. Sometimes having sex does not mean that you have to have an orgasm. It can be just pleasing your partner or just being together with your partner. That was something that, a lesson learned to me, that you cannot always expect having an orgasm, but you can accept that person sharing space with you. So dig on that. So if you have any opinions on that, please, 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 please let me know. So I have a listener texting in lies. Lies about what? Lies about what? Lies about what I just said about orgasms are the goal of sex. What are you saying? So, let's see. If you are a man, orgasms that include ejaculation will deplete your energy. Is that true? Is that true? It's considered a myth. Men, what do you think about that? If you are a man, orgasms that include ejaculation will deplete your energy. Men, I'd like for you to chime in on that one. Let me know. Some men might find this to be true, and there are men who ejaculate frequently who do not find that it depletes their energy in any way. So some men find it that it keeps them hard. So I think it's really based on the individual. What do you think? You know, I'm not speaking from a male perspective, obviously. I'm just speaking on experience. Every man is different. Every man is different. Okay, here's another one. If you masturbate, you will lose desire or interest in being with your lover. What do you think about that? Is that true? Do you think that if you masturbate every day, would you, like, lose interest in your lover? I mean, I guess if you are masturbating every day, you'll lose interest, right? Or no? I'm contradicting here because I'm sort of, like, if you do it every day, then that is, like, every day, where is your lover? I mean, if your lover is out of town, if your lover lives in another state, that's what you do to prevent yourself from cheating, right? So you masturbate. You think about your lover or you're speaking to your lover and you're masturbating. So would you lose interest? Nah, I don't think so. Just because you're capable of providing yourself with that feeling, it doesn't mean that you're losing interest in being with your boo, your bae, your partner. I don't think so. Now that I'm speaking through it and thinking about it, I don't think so. I mean, that can actually be something that connects them. You know, it's the experience of having an orgasm with your lover. It can be, you know, a different experience. So if you're doing this, you're thinking about your lover, that's connecting you to your lover. In some cases, some people may find that to be sexy. You know, it could be a turn on. All right, this is what I need help on. Men, I need you to chime in and let me know this. So, do you think it's the man's responsibility for helping a woman achieve orgasm? Please, 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 would a man call in and answer that question. Is it a man's responsibility for helping a woman achieve orgasm? So call in. Call in. 657-383-0398. Tell me what you think. And then I'll tell you what I think. I'll tell you what I think. So we are going to take some calls. And I see we got some calls in now to share their insights. So let me see who's on the line. So I have area code 850. Area code 850 is on the line. Hello, caller. Are you there? Hello. Okay, so they must have put me on hold too. So we'll get back to that caller. That caller is still on the line. So caller, I'll get back to you, area code 850, shortly to get your feedback and get some input on that. All right. So give me some ideas, you guys. Give me your thoughts. I have an inbox message. I have someone who just who responded. She says, "If I don't come, something is wrong. When I was younger, I didn't have to, but now that I am older, I expect to." All right. So, ladies, what do you think about that? She says, "If I don't come, something is wrong. When I was younger, I didn't have to. But now that I am older, I expect to." So that's what she said. What do you think about that, you guys? Speak on that. Do you agree, disagree on her comment? All right, so here's another. Okay, this is coming from a gentleman in regards to depleting energy. So he says, "No way, it does not deplete your energy. I masturbated or had sex. You do not lose your energy. I had sex with my girlfriend every Friday night before a football game, and I had a great game. It never sapped my energy." Okay, so there you go. So it is a myth, right? It is a myth. Men, what do you think? Right? Are there any other gentlemen who have some thoughts on that? Does it sap your energy when you masturbate, or does it give you that second wind? Now, I've heard, you know, this is just me, and I need some men to confirm this, that, you know, when men plan on being with a woman and they're really excited, that they need to masturbate before they see that woman. That way, when she arrives, he lasts longer. Because if he doesn't masturbate before she gets there, there is a slight chance that it's going to be a two-minute brother situation. And, you know, a woman will be pissed. She is not trying to get herself all ready. You know how us ladies do. We get so ready for, you know, whether it's a booty call or a date night or whatever. We trying to look good. We smelling good. And we make it happen. And then the anticipation, the flirting, and all this stuff. And then all of a sudden, you get there, and dude is just like, he goes soft after like five pumps. And you're like, what the hell? What? And then he's laying there to me, I'm sorry. Oh, wait, hold on. Wait, just lick it. Here, let's, you know. And it's just awkward and stupid. So is it true, men, that you guys, like, you know, you masturbate before the lady gets there and, you know, get one off? That way when she arrives, then you have that second wind to go. Is that one of y'all tricks? What do y'all do? What do y'all do to last long? I want to know. What do y'all do? So someone just chimed in. So a man says, that is true for someone in their 20s, not a mature man. Oh, okay. So this is for the 20-year-old brothers that need to get it together and they need to do their one rounder, first rounder, and then bring and then get with the lady. Is that how it goes? All right, I can dig it. I can dig it. That's fine. That is completely fine. So, you guys are really clowning. You are so funny. You're so funny. Men, do you know like the woman's body? And I'm not talking about, yeah, I know where the clit is and I know where to put this in and all that stuff. But I mean like the anatomy of the woman. Do you actually like know like you into some, let me break down her body. I know what this is and I know what this do and I know how to make this work in her favor and my favor. Do you actually know what to do with that? I need to know if you know her sexual anatomy. I need to know these things because I swear, I don't care if you're in your 20s or your 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s. I feel like men sometimes still get lost as far as where certain things go. And I'm not talking about, oh, which hole to put it in. I mean, that's the obvious because we all know that there be that accidental slip from vaginal and then slip to the perineum or anal. And you're like, sorry. Or it may be, don't be sorry. So, so it can work. It can work in your favor or you can get slapped in the face, lady, gentlemen. That's from the lady. That's what I mean to say. So, be careful. Be careful. Let's find out where her clitoris is. Where's her clitoris? Don't sit here and play guessing games. And I think that it's really important that a gentleman like really admire the woman's body and not just, oh, her hips, her thighs, her arms, her legs, her eyes, her lips, second set of lips, all that. But to really get down to finding out what is this? What is that? How does this feel to her? Because, you know, even though a woman may self-pleasure herself in certain ways, men, you know, you can also learn how to pleasure her without penetrating. You can also learn from her. And she can also learn a little bit more about herself. Maybe she did not know that there is a certain way, certain sensation or what method you use to tickle her here or rub her here. And all of a sudden she's like, oh, this is a different sensation. Now I know I can get climax from this. Or if I'm stimulated here, then that means I can still include my lover into doing this. So there's all like these, you know, things, you know. So learn your body, y'all. And ladies, learn your body too. Don't be afraid to touch yourself. Touch your body. There are different parts of your body that you need to understand. There are different parts of your vulva, your pubic area that you need to understand. And it's not a matter of you trying to be selfish, being a selfish lover. You're being an educated lover. So you know your body and you know what pleases you. So when you get with your lover, then he knows what pleases you because you're going to communicate that to him. You're going to tell him what it is that you like because he can't read your mind. He can only feel you out. He's going to ask you questions like, how does this feel? Or brothers, you should ask, you know, how does it feel? Or do you like that? Tell him if you want it harder, softer, or whatever. But don't be mute about what you want. Tell them what you want. tell him what you want. All right, so a gentleman chimed in, and he said, men don't have a clue. Women need to teach a man what is needed. Men are truly boys. No one teach a man the ways of a woman. Men need to be taught. So there you have it. So yeah, you have to tell him what you want. Tell him what you want because he doesn't know. If you want that orgasm, man, you better fight for that orgasm and tell him. Tell him exactly what you need, what you want, and how you want it, and when you want it. Because if you don't tell him, he's going to just bumble his way through and stumble across things, and you're going to sit there and hate everything about the world. And then you're going to go to work mad the next morning because you didn't get satisfied. Well, that's your damn fault. You should have told him. He don't know. He don't know better. He don't know better. He don't know better. So with that said, does that mean that the ladies should also learn about the men's body? We don't know. We don't know what's going on all the time with the men. Some men like certain sensations that we have no idea, right? So we need to know, okay, what does this do? We want to know what this penis feels like, or, you know, what does this penis, you know, want from me? Does he want to be pleased only in this position? Does he only want to be pleased orally and then through penetration? I mean, so you have to stay open, right? And also communicate that. So whether he is big, small, circumcised or not, know what to do with that shaft and work it. Work it. We do know that, you know, the penis is very sensitive, right? There are various parts of the penis that are sensitive. There are various parts of his testicles are very sensitive. So, for example, even though many people consider the shaft of the penis to be less sensitive than the gland, some men have highly sensitive areas on the shaft itself of their penises. So each man is different. So whether he is a man who likes his scrotum, his balls massage, his testicles massage, you want to know. You ask him, you know, what do you need from me to make this work? And he's going to tell you. Trust me, ladies, he is going to tell you. If he doesn't tell you, then he's a punk ass and you should not be in bed with him. If he doesn't share with you what he wants, then you better second guess. Do you want to go further with that? A man should not be afraid to tell a woman what he wants. If he is, then that means he can't even tell the world what he wants out of life. So how I equate that to, you know, life circumstances, that's what you do. If you want something, you go out and get it. And if you can't even be in bed with the person that you're intimate with and tell them what you want, then what the hell? You can't even go out and try to demand for a promotion for a job. That's how I feel. That's just me. one of our male listeners said, be gentle around those balls, please. Okay, so elaborate on that. So what, are women like grabbing them like, you know, squeezing them like those stress balls? I mean, when you say be gentle around those balls, please, what experiences have you had, listener, if you're saying that? Why should we be gentle? We want to juggle. How about that? I'm just teasing. But I'm waiting for the listener to respond now. But how are you guys doing out there? You doing all right? And yes, you can call in. 657-383-0398. Let me know what your thoughts are on this. Because I am all for it. I'm all for it. I'm here. I am here. while they're still typing away, you know how, you know, when you get the text messages and they still have the little dots, so you're waiting for them to finish responding. That's what's happening right now. What we're going to do, we are going to discuss why women fake orgasms. That is the main topic for tonight. So I went into this whole thing of the anatomy and everything. And now we're going to get down to the juicy stuff. So what I'm going to do, we're going to take a 2-minute break. And we're going to get some calls in. And, okay, so the caller said, be gentle around those ball sleeves. You can hurt them. You know that's a sensitive area. Okay, so there you have it. So that's his answer, and that's his piece. So, and he says, ladies, don't suck them too hard. Okay? So he says, lick them. Okay, well, that's your personal preference. Yeah. He has demands going on here. So, all right. So we're going to take a 2-minute break. You guys get something to drink. And I'm going to come back and get some things going, okay? See you in a little bit. We are back. We are back from our break. Big Freak, one of my favorite songs. One of my favorite songs. I wonder why. I wonder why. So now let's talk about the topic at hand. Why do women fake orgasms? I need the ladies to call in and let us know why. Now, I've had a lady chime in and send through inbox. To reach an orgasm is a personal thing first. Know yourself. I know how to make myself come, so I know what to do to help him help me finish. And I know to help him finish too. So that's her feedback. That's her response to that. So women, I mean, ladies, why would a woman fake an orgasm? The men are curious to know. I'm getting text messages from men. They want to actually hear from a woman. Why would a woman? Please enlighten the men. Please. We need to know these things. I think it's very important, right? I am checking messages as we speak and making sure I don't miss anyone. And I had a gentleman chime in yesterday. I asked the question, does faking the orgasm help or hurt a relationship? And he says, it definitely hurts the relationship. For starters, you're cheating yourself. If you have real communication with your partner, you can tell them what you like or dislike, what you want more of, etc. If your partner realizes you're faking it, trust and confidence fade, opening the door for more problems. Lack of further intimacy, lack of initiation for intimacy, infidelity with someone who may value what your partner brings to the bedroom more than you do, etc. All right, so that was his response to that. So let me know, what do you think about that? Do you agree with his reaction, I mean, his response to that? I am trying to get to everyone's message here. And so call in. Call in area code 657-383-0398. And let me know what you're thinking. How you feeling. And let's get this going. I'm trying to make sure I get this inbox, and I can't pull up this inbox from one of our listeners for some reason. TJ, you had inboxed me, starting with masturbation to me is a wonderful thing, and for some reason I cannot pull up that message. So if you can, please send it through another form so I can read your response to that, please. All right. So ladies, don't be shy. All calls are anonymous. I'm not going to say your name. I won't know your name when you call in. It's your phone number, but I won't even read your full number. I'll just read out your area code and let me know what you think, please. But I will start off by saying, why do women fake orgasms? Number one reason I think they do, they want to please partners. That's what I think. A man finds it to be a turn-on to watch the pleasure he brings to his partner, right? So if he brings him to an orgasm, it's an ego boost, right? So it's an ego boost. He may not know that she's faking it at the moment, but it's definitely an ego boost, and it makes him feel good. Like, okay, she got this. Somebody asked, why would you fake it? I don't know. I mean, that some women have been known to fake it because they want to please their partner. They don't want to hurt their partner's feelings. What's another thing? Another reason why a woman may not, a woman who may fake it is because they're simply not in the mood. They're not in the mood for sex. Actually, yeah. So they may just simply say, you know, let's do this, let's get it over with. And instead of bruising his ego and hurting her man's feelings, she's simply just going to pretty much put on her actress cap and just be like, okay, you know, I'm not really in the mood. I had a long, stressful day. I'm just really not trying to feel this right now. But, you know, he needs a release, and I want to keep my man. happy. So let me just go ahead and just do this. And, okay, we're not going to do it too long, and I'm just going to fake it right now. Because now he's been inside of me for this amount of time, and I'm done. So, and this is real talk. This is what women have said to me. This is what I'm getting. They're just not in the mood. I mean, men, you have to understand, women are always hot and ready for you. They're just not. They're not walking around just gushing and just ready for you. Then I'm sorry, it ain't happening like that. There's other shit that goes on during the day and in their mind. I mean, there are 50,000 to 70,000 thoughts a day. So your penis probing is probably not even, 50% of that. She is probably thinking about other things that's taken up more than that. So every human being, they have 50 to 70,000 thoughts per day. And she is not in the mood. She's not in the mood. Even if you try to get in the mood, she's just not in the mood, and she's going to try to just get it over with. So think about it like that. Okay? Let's see, I'm getting some feedback here. A gentleman says, honesty is the best. Just tell a man that is much more. That is much more. All right. So, and I can dig that too. So, and they also says, honesty feels a lot better than sex. Okay. So that's another thing. Think about that. What else? Why else would a woman fake an orgasm? Ladies, let me know what you think. Why else would a woman fake an orgasm? Well, I would think a woman may not. She may say that it's sex is taking too long after a certain amount of time, of just the whole act. Maybe she's like, okay, this needs to stop now. It's taking too long. Some women cannot climax within minutes. It's going to take them a little bit of time. And out of guilt, she may fake it when she feels as if she's taking forever, or she's sensitive to her lover's stamina. Think about it. So, I mean, if she knows that she cannot climax within 10 minutes, 10, 15 minutes, and he's trying every which way, and she knows she's nowhere near it, she might fake it just to get it over with, because she feels like she's putting it on her, the pressure on her. She feels like she's taking too long, not he, but she's taking too long. So, men, how do you handle that when you know that your partner is one that cannot be, have an orgasm as quickly as you thought? How can you help her get through that? Because she's feeling a certain type of way. She's feeling kind of guilty, and she wants to make sure that she's pleasing her lover, but she doesn't want the spotlight on her, like she's something's wrong with her. So think about that. She feels like she's taking too long. Or simply, his technique is just not good. He's whack. He's not good in bed. He sucks. I mean, he's an amateur. What's wrong with him? Why is he even here? What's good about this penis? Nothing. He needs to get up. His technique is lacking. He's a waste of a penis. Okay, so what happens? Okay, so a male listener says watching porn helps. Helps what? To reach an orgasm or to connect the relationship? What do you mean by that, listener? All right, so if his technique is lacking, communication during sex is important. This is something I had mentioned earlier. Talk,
talk about what you like, what you don't like. Do this longer. I need you to touch it here or whatever. A woman knows what she likes, so listen to her desires and follow instructions. If you fail at this one simple task of listening to her, she will fake it to the end. And then she's going to fake it and end it. Like, she probably just even end the relationship or whatever you guys got going. So if you can't get it together and she told you, look, I told you this is what I like, I need you to follow suit. If you can't listen, if you're not paying attention to what I like, why are we here? Let's just go play Scrabble. I don't even know why Scrabble came out of my mouth right now. So, but those are things that you need to listen to. Listen to those cues. If you don't listen to those cues, you might find yourself out the door. Okay, gentlemen? Ladies, oh, I am so surprised because I'm getting the ladies' feedback via text and inbox, and nothing, no calls. Come on, ladies, call in. Your number to call in, area code 657-383-0398. Please call in and give us your feedback on that, and then we're just going to keep it rolling. So, gentlemen, if you have some ideas or some comments or suggestions why a lady should not fake orgasms. Now, I've gotten some answers in regards to, you know, it messed up the relationship and you know, just be honest and stuff like that. What else? I would love to hear from you too. So, gentlemen, feel free to call in if you have some comments about that and give some ladies some pointers on how to be more honest, be more open. I like to know that. So for all the ladies who are faking it and don't know how to communicate with their partner what to do, gentlemen, call in. What do you think? What do you think that a lady should do if she's using a passive approach? She don't know what to say to a man. Me personally, I feel like, ladies, just tell them. Don't fake it. Don't go through all that. It's like you're like building a lie on top of another lie. And then what are you doing? You're eye rolling. You're sitting there exasperated. And eventually you're either going to start cheating or you're disrespecting him. You know, it's disrespectful. You're faking it because you're pretending that he is really doing something amazing and he's having this sense of pride, but you're eye rolling behind his back. And if you're one of those type of females that's also talking to one of your girlfriends about him, like, girl, he ain't nothing, you know, then, you know, it's just horrible. You know, you never want to make somebody look like a fool. I mean, I wouldn't want to be, you know, in that situation where I'm thinking I'm the bomb and I'm bombing in bed. So I think that's what you need to do. So talk to your mate and let him know that this is what you, this is what I like. I like to be touched this way. I like to be rubbed this way. Kiss me here. I want you to tongue kiss me passionately. If you tongue kiss me deeply, that will start stimulating me. That will start turning me on. I love kisses. Give me somebody kisses. Stroke my hair. You know, rub my stomach. All these different cues. He doesn't know your body. You know it. You know what your body desires. He does it, so you tell him these things, and once he starts doing that, you can even guide him. If you're not verbally explaining what's going on, just take his hand and gently place it where you want him to be and just guide him, just show him, and then he'll catch it. He'll catch on to it, and then he'll be like, okay, she likes this, so now I'm making a mental note. This is what I want to do to her next time around. This is what I'm going to continue doing to her until she tells me otherwise. And from that point on, she will be more in tune with you. She'll start respecting you. She'll start accepting you. And you will be more relaxed because, guys, now you're not going into it like with this anxiety, like, I don't know what she likes. I don't know if I'd be good for her because I don't really know her. I'm still learning her body. But now, after trial and error, you guys are getting to know each other. And she is going to tell you some things or show you some things that you probably do not know. Here's one point. It also is in vice versa. You know, there was a on Facebook, a gentleman had commented saying it goes the other way too. There are men who fake orgasms. So, ladies, you have to take heed. How would you like it if your man was faking it? Now, you probably say, oh, he can't fake it because I'll see it. Well, what if you don't? What if, you know, you're having sex and you thought that he released, but he really didn't. He pulled out or he has a condom on and he grabs, you know, himself and walk away, but he didn't really release. He pretended he released. And then you find out later that he really didn't. How does that make you feel? You'd feel like crap, wouldn't you? Because you're thinking that I made him come. But he's like, she didn't make me come, but I'm not going to, you know, hurt her feelings or whatever. So there are some men out there who fake orgasms too. So think twice about it if you want to do that, because if you're doing that to a man and you're faking it, and then it comes back around to you when he's faking it on you and you're thinking you are queen of everything, and you find out you're queen of nothing, then you're going to be sitting there sipping in the corner somewhere feeling sorry for yourself. So just think about that. So communication is key. So men and women are different. Most men look at sex encounters as cool. This is something, yeah, this is what I'm doing, and we're having a good time. Yes, true enough. There are some women out there who reach orgasm easily with someone they feel a connection with, and there's that level of trust. Now, I fall into that category, right? So if I'm having a strong connection with somebody, then there's a high chance that I am going to climax every time I'm with this person, only because I know that I'm emotionally attached to this person. I trust this person. I know this person's body. They know my body. And we're guaranteed to have a really good time, right? So I just want you to know that it goes both ways. It goes both ways when it comes to that. So communicate. You've heard the saying, don't go to bed angry, you know, if you have an argument with your lover, to avoid a fight so you have sex. So that's another reason that some women may fake an orgasm. They don't want to go to bed angry, so they go ahead and have sex, to have that makeup sex. But in the back of her mind, she's not feeling it. This goes back to a woman being emotionally connected, okay? When she feels betrayed, when she feels hurt by her lover, and her lover is on some, come on, let's do it. And she, in the back of her mind, says, this MF had, you know, really messed me over, and now here he is trying to do some makeup sex. Let me just go ahead because I don't want to go to bed angry, blah, 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 whatever. And then you fake it. And then now you're waking up with regret. You just sat there and you were just a bored. You're just laying there and letting someone pound you. Is that how you, that's how you want your body treated? Having sex with somebody is a mutual connection, right? So you're together in this. This is not something where you just lay in there and you're letting somebody just penetrate you and let them have their way with you and that's it. You're not like this hole that they can just stick in and then they roll over and go to sleep. And then now you're laying there with regret and just pissed off. So, yeah, you may not go to bed angry because you're like, okay, I'm tired, whatever, it's done. But then you're going to wake up angry. I know I would. I know I'm going to wake up. And then don't get any. You don't get off. Come on now. Stop it. Now, I have to say this. Sometimes, this is the unleashed moment, sometimes sex can be a little bit painful, right? Sex can be a little painful. And it can get rough where the woman becomes dry. She may get a little dry. And but he's still going.
It's still going for hours, it seems. Another reason why a woman may fake an orgasm, because she's in pain, so she'll just tell him or show him or act it out that, you know, and then, you know, kick him off or whatever. She goes through the whole moment, the whole movement, shivering or whatever, screaming, and that turns him on and he releases. That's another reason why a woman may fake an orgasm. It's from pain. Now, it's not that he is purposely trying to break her apart and make her feel uncomfortable. Some of us like that pain-pleasure feeling. And men don't know that if you're in pain, if you're screaming, men are thinking she's screaming out of pain and pleasure. You may just be screaming out of pain, period. So you have to make him understand that, you know, if it's hurting you, please stop. You know, you only have one body. Don't abuse it just for the sake of some sexual intercourse. So moments of his pleasure for 10 minutes or 5 minutes or, gosh, 2 minutes or whatever, don't abuse your body for that. Your body is not worth sacrificing if you're in pain, in so much pain and discomfort that you're tearing your body apart inside, all right? So ladies, always take care of that. Always take care of that. If it's pain and it's so much discomfort, you stop it. Don't go through, let me just fake it. Nuh-uh, you stop that shit. You just stop it and be like, look, I'm hurting, and we need to stop now because it's no good for you. If he cares about you, he'll understand and he'll stop, and he'll make sure that you're comfortable. He'll get you a warm towel. He'll get you some aspirin or whatever you need to make sure that you are comfortable. So, ladies, you don't have to go through the whole acting role of, let me just fake it just to get this over with because I'm hurting. All this hurts. If it hurts, stop and tell him it hurts. And don't put on your actor's cap. You're not going to get an award for it. You're not going to be on the red carpet for your act. All right? There are no accolades for this. So having a fake O gets you nothing. All right? In the long run, once he realizes that you're faking it, he's going to have some resentment. And he's going to feel disrespected. And then you lied. If you're lying about this, what else are you lying about? That's the thing. So I didn't get any ladies calling in. And I hate to speak for anyone, but on behalf of myself, as far as how I believe, what I believe, this is what I believe. And, you know, I am not an expert. I'm not a sex therapist. I'm just speaking truly on experiences and from speaking with other people about this. So I think that you all should continue communicating and sharing your experiences without putting on the facade. Save that for the stage. But when it comes to the bedroom, then be in the bedroom and unleash your inhibitions. Break down all those barriers and enjoy each other, because once you reach that plateau, then you guys are unstoppable. Man, you don't want to stop. You definitely don't want to stop. So do that, you know. Save that fakeness for the stage. Put it all in. Give of yourself and give yourself fully to your partner, whoever you trust, whoever you want to indulge in, to them. And don't fake it. It's a waste of freaking time. Don't waste your time. And you're wasting their time too. Why even bother? All right? So respect each other on that. And that's that piece. And that's that piece, right? And as someone just chimed in and said, the bedroom is the temple. All right? And I'll go a step further. Your body is a temple. So respect your body. You want to share your body with this person, then you go ahead and you share it, but make sure you you respect it and they respect you, right? Now, that can be a different level. So if you want to be banged, then, yeah, respectfully bang me. All right? So there's levels to this madness. There's levels to it. And you need to explore all of that. Explore all of it. I promise you, it's wonderful. So anyway, I hope that for those of you who are listening and were not able to call in and who are driving and just wanted to listen in and chime in, thank you. Thank you for listening in. I see the call. I see the messages. And I'm waving and I'm blowing kisses. Mwah. Thank you for listening. And I'm taking the time to discuss and listen in to my two cents to why do women fake orgasms. So I want to encourage you guys to keep that the lines of communication open. Continue drinking some wine. And continue listening to the show. And if you have any topics, show topics that you would like for me to explore, then send me a message. Please, please, please send me a message. I'm on Facebook as Unleash Your Inhibition. You can also, you can email me. I do have an email address. And for those of you who want to email me, let me give you my email address. My email address is unleashradio@gmail.com. And what you can do is send me an email stating your topic. Or if you'd like to be a guest on the show, please let me know what you want to talk about. If you have a business or service that you would like to promote on the show, send me a message on that as well, unleashradio@gmail.com. A few quick notes. I do have my book, Unleash, a Collective of Seductive Poetry, is on Amazon. You can check it out. So pick up a copy and dig on that and love on that. I will be in St. Paul, Minnesota, this Saturday, Evening Seduction. It's in a variety show. It's an erotic variety show. And I will be there as one of the guests, and I will be saying hello to my Minnesota people out there and having some bedazzled bras, yes. So I am going to put some sparkles on them tatas for the ladies, the models out there. So if you are in the St. Paul area, we're going to be at Four Seasons Dance Studio. Just look it up, Four Seasons Dance Studio in St. Paul, Minnesota. Showtime is at 8 p.m. I believe tickets are $20, and it's going to be cool. So if you are in the area, come and meet me. I love to meet my listeners and come, and I will give you a hug, and I will have some books on deck, too. I will have my Unleashed books with me, so you can get that. And if I have some other little Unleashed trinkets with me, hey, I am willing to share with you because I'm all about sharing. I'm all about giving some love, y'all. I'm all about giving some love. So, once again, thank you. Thank you so much for listening in. And I really do appreciate you guys and appreciate all the feedback. And tune in again next Thursday, same time, 8 p.m., and we will talk about some more nastiness. And we have to have Disco Pork or Harvey on the next show because he has something really exciting coming up. His debauchery ball is coming up July 22nd if you're in the Chicagoland area. So you definitely want to be here for the Winter Baby's Revenge and get your debauchery on. So we will get that going, all right? Keep loving on each other. Thank you for listening, and talk to you soon.